From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process fair and humane. The European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before the migrants are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have accused the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance is neither seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. But Stoltenberg told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement to its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. Dutch voters are going to the polls to vote on whether to back a European Union free trade agreement with Ukraine. The referendum is non-binding, but it will be an important measure of EU support. It comes just 3 months before British voters cast ballots on whether to remain in the European Union. A Panamanian law firm says the 11.5 million documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca, one of the founders of Mossack Fonseca, says he has ruled out an inside job. Fonseca says the hacking was carried out from overseas, but he did not say what country. The disclosures about the creation of the offshore accounts have forced several world leaders to defend their investments and say whether or not they have paid taxes on their profits. This is VOA News.